Okay, so it is Matos Maaseh, but I'm going to begin with something from Parshas Pinchas, something we're told over Shabbos, but I think it's such a beautiful idea. It's something to really look through. And I think it's going to be an introduction to an idea that I really want to present during the 3 weeks. So the Yismach Yisrael says, in last week's Parsha, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and Rashi says, Lefisha hoye shvatim mevazim aso, because the shvatim were embarrassing Pinchas, Harisim ben Puti zeh shepitam avi imo, agolam lavod zara v'harig nasi shevim Yisrael, l'fichach bo hakasav yichashu achar haron. So everyone knows that Shvatim was saying, "Who are you? How are you getting involved in all of this? I mean, you're from a family of avodah zara. You're going to kill a nasi Yisrael." Vakusha Yadu, and the question is, Halogam Hashvatim Yadu Shahu Nechad Aharon HaKohen. They knew the relationship. Biafa Pikein, Omru Shakoch Ze Shaharag the Zimri, whom it said Avi Imo, Velo Mitzad Aharon HaKohen. And nevertheless, what they were saying is, this reason that he was doing is from the other side, from the mother. Oche Nira. This is fascinating. It's really a fascinating piece because his last few words is "V'ulai shogisi Hashem yichaper." I may have made a mistake and God should forgive me. I know I mentioned this on Shabbos, but I want to do it in detail and show a little bit more what I think is important to introduce the concept in Matos. So he quotes from the Ari HaKadosh, who says, "Misham Eze." Sefer Ulai Me'azor Hakodesh Ukimavur BeKisvei Arizal Sheparcha MiPinchas Nishmaso BeEis Mesiras Nafsha Hazo. His neshama left him. VeNichnas Bo Nishmas Nadav Aviu. VeZeben Elazar Shehoya Ad Ato Beno. And afterwards, the neshama of neshama and Aviu enters. Aval Atahu Ben Aaron Hakohen Beno Mamish Nishmas Bano. Ula Hasber, and to explain this, Divrei Ha'ari Kodesh, Shekli Shechanin Yashem Barachamav, the Kli which God in all His mercy created, Mibnei Ma, Nichnas Bo Nishmas Nadav Aviyu, why was it that the Nisham of Nadav Aviyu enters? Lefi Shechatosam Hoye Bahakrivim Eish Zora, Hashalot Tzivosam. What was their chait? The chait was they introduced, they did a halacha, they were makrib a karban, an Eish Zara. An Eish Zara that was not commanded by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ukemavua besvar makadoshim. Ha Eish Hazos. Haisigavoa ma'od ma'od. It was a tremendously high fire. Ulam machisoran hoya. Mashalo hoya matzivoy me'abari baruch. They did it. It wasn't based on a tzivoy of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think it's the Beis Halevi who explains that what was the Cheder Egel? They wanted to create a Mishkan. But it wasn't as a tzivoy because they did it on their own. Lahachmas eisha ketoras hazos, v'kasher his ora, rishve eishal heves ko b'minchas b'pinchas, lihios mehakanoin hapogimbo. When he decided that he wanted to be to mikayim kanoim pogimbo shehu rak davka imlo nitzva azeh. Now you were mitzvah on this. Kihi halacha ve'imorin kein. It's halacha, but you don't teach this. The ayyidei mesiris nefasho b'koch eisha zeh nitzken chatam she'aso below tzivei habara baruchu. Because he did it, it was matakein the original chait of Nadav Avihu. V'zehu bo hakosa v'yichasu achar Aharon. And that's what it means that it went after Aharon, ki tikin chait banav. It was matakein the chait of his children. V'nisha yichuso Shall Aaron the Zaro Acharav. Obviously, the reason why he had such great difficulty is this because the question which you have to ask is what was the difference? You know, wasn't they both doing it L'shem Shemayim? Weren't they both doing it in order to be closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? But I mentioned on Shabbos the fact that you see that so often, all of the Mefarshim come up with all the different ideas of what was the chait of Nadav Avihu. They obviously realized that there was a chait. There was something wrong in what he did. And it could be, the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz once explained, when it came to Penina. Penina was trying to, you know, she would make fun of Rachel and of Chana in order to get Chana to be Mespala. In the end, Penina was punished. But why? He was a Avera L'Tzorach Mitzvah. And Reb Chaim explained, yes, but it has to be 100% L'Shem Shemayim. If it's 100% L'Shem Shemayim, but if it's a Shemetz of enjoyment, and she had just a little bit of enjoyment, then it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore Yechayim. From here you see that the idea what Pinchas was doing and why he was given the Bris Shalom, it was a 100% L'Shem Shemayim. So what I wanted to introduce from there is that, okay, it's fine, but how do you know? How do you know when it's 100% L'Shem Shemayim? And for us, in this discussion, we don't know. We don't know ourselves. But we have a few ideas that we can look. Before I do the piece from Rav Shechta on page 3, I just want to look at page 5. Page 5 is from Nefesh HaRav, also from Rav Shechta. But he introduces something which is very important, which the Rav really spoke about a lot. The beginning of page 5, he says, V'ayim peyush Rashi l'parshas t'tzava b'kesher l'tzuras ha'eifot shekosam. The tzura of the eifot, what was it? And Rashi says, lo shamati, I never heard, I don't know. V'lo matzasi b'braisa peyrish tavniso. I didn't find a braisa, I have no answer. U'mak shema olam. Adas atzchos b'kesher divrei Rashi and nirel. Heich nimsha Rashi b'kan achri ma shalibo amalo. What does it mean? My heart tells me this. Balahu over bezeh al halav. The lo sasur achrei levavachem. Lentos achav mashaliba omerlo. What does that mean? It came to you. I always tell the story that once I was learning with the Rav, and he asked me, you know, what the idea that I expressed. He said, "Where'd you get it from?" I said, "Libinota." My libinota. The Rav gave me, you can't use that. Rashi could use that. Well, and he goes on to explain really the idea that. That he quotes Reb Chaim, we, the many people, have a relation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu as Kedushin. But Nisuin, very few have. Nisuin means that you're 100% committed. There's an attachment between you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's like everything you do is for that purpose. You have no hidden agenda. You don't have your own agenda. It's all for the Hashem Yisparach. That type of individual, and none of us are, can claim to be like that. That type of individual, that's what the Pinchas was. Pinchas was kula l'Hashem, so everything was. It was like libi nota, meaning my heart is, it comes to me. It's just like what we have to gain when you hear stories like this, when you hear understandings of about a Pinchas or an Aaron, a Moshe. I know we say to ourselves, I'm not a Pinchas, I'm not an Aaron, I'm not an Moshe. What am I going to gain out of this? But on our levels, there's what to gain. It means that Levi noted that our instinctual reaction to things should be, what does the Torah think about this? It should be just part of it. I always give this example that whenever I'm watching TV and I see someone having a bite of the apple or some kind of food, and my initial reaction, you didn't say a bracha. Right? I mean, obviously it's ridiculous. Of course, I can say a bracha. But it just shows that, in other words, that something should be something so automatic to you. If you go back to page, I think, 3, Rav Shechta was talking about the difference between the Beis Knesses and Machlokas, a Ramban. This is something which is what gives a Kedusha. What gives the Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses? Is it the Tefillah? Is it what we're doing? Or is it the Torah? Is it Tashmishei Mitzvah? Or is it Tashmishei Kedusha? And then he goes on, he said that the Rav used this comparison to show the difference between the Jew and the non-Jew. V'shamati. Mikavim Ramei Rabbeinu Hagrav, the Salvechik, and you'll see why I'm bringing this down in a few seconds. The Ikaro Shel HaMishkad Hayo HaAron Im Haluchos. I'm doing page 4. Nope, I should go back to page 3. I said page 3, I mean the next section. So on page 3, I'm sorry. By Dalid. The Guf Yisrael. Tashmishei Kedusha. Val derech zeh ha-yiniru levar ha-hevdel shebein Guf Yisraeli leGuf Nochri. What is the difference? Delaika mitzvahs kavura ela b'Yisrael v'lo b'Nochri. There's no mitzvah to bury a non-Jew. Obviously, the Gemara talks about burying the Jews and non-Jews, but the Ikar is only for as a Jew. Why is that? The Guf HaNachri Dina Ketashmishei Mitzvah. their relationship is like tashmishay mitzvah. In other words, they do a mitzvah. There is a part of it. They get, you know, sha'af in b'chayiv osik b'gufo b'zayim mitzvah b'nei noach mikol malkom la'achas ma mitzvasam nizrakim. Nizrakim is a harsh word, but meanings like, you know, like tzitzis. When you finish with tzitzis, it's, you're not going to just throw it away, but it doesn't have any tashmishay kedusha. Masha enken gufa yisraeli dinik dino ki tashmishay kedusha. Ulakacha filu la'achar moso asha'oz en gufa ro'i od la'asos ba mitzvahs. Mikol mokom dino lehigonez. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to put away, to bury. Zewa yisol the mitzvahs kavura b'meis Yisrael. But tzarech lavin, and you have to understand, a hevdol zeh ben shem. What is the difference? Dikamosha ha'yisrael chayi b'tarig mitzvahs. K'mochein anochi chayi b'zayim mitzvahs. V'der chayi in 7, we're chayi in 613. Mikol mokom. V'chalkini b'neim l'dun es guf ha'nachri, rak b'tash mishay mitzvah. V'yapi yisod v'reinu ha'kodma ha'yinira lomar, v'vira hevdil zeh. D'davka guf ha'yisrael m'pnei shalomar Torah. Because we learn Torah, yesh bo chalo shem shal tash mishay kedusha. Ach ha'guf ha'nachri, ach sha'osak b'kiyim zayim mitzvahs, even though they did the zayim mitzvah also, mikol malkam lo osak b'torah. Ve'ein lo ela chalos shem shel tashmishay mitzvah, something which is used to do a mitzvah. Va'afilu b'Yisrael shu am ha'aretz v'lo osak b'Torah klal kol yomav b'kol mokom kaimilon de'bizman shahavala b'me'ima. This is beautiful pshat in the Medrash. The fact that when the child is in the womb of the mother, melamden osam kol ha'Torah kula. That's the pshat. Avti isa hasam dekivin shabala aver olam. Bo ha-malach v'sarchu al-piv. It's true, when it comes out, the malach hits the nose of the part, and he forgets everything. U'mishach ha-kol ha-Torah kula. Ein ha-kavana d'mi'ata shenola lo nishal kol rosham mima shalom imikudam. It's not that there's no leftover. You know, they still made a rosham, still made some kind of an impression. And an impression, one, it has the kedusha saguf. And it has this idea of the kedusha saguf. This is really my introduction when we get to the next idea, that this not by accident that these parshiyos are read during the 3 weeks. And this particular idea of Pinchas, to show that Pinchas was like kula l'Hashem, is something which we have to aspire to. We have to aspire that it should be instinctually. But this is also to realize the kedusha of the Yisra, the kedusha of ourselves. And as we go through, not only do you have to realize the kedusha of the individual, you have to realize the kedusha of every other member of Klal Yisrael. The 3 weeks is the time where we're talking about Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam happens for very many, many reasons. There are times, yes, we don't have enough of belief in ourselves. That's a different discussion. A beautiful idea that the reason why we say Behu Rachum, Yichaper, Avom Li Hashchis, after Yom Kippur, it's because we don't believe that the Kaddish Baruch Hu was giving us, forgave us. We don't believe that. Why? Because I'm not worth it. You have to believe the Kedusha in yourself. But not only do you have to believe that you have a Kedusha's Guf, you have to believe in others. Because if you understand of the Kedusha's Guf that you have in others, that you wouldn't be able to have the Sinas Chinam. You would always look to try to improve that individual. On Shabbos, I mentioned this idea from Rav Rampam, that yes, sometimes at Shalom you have to do something, and sometimes at Shalom you have to step away. And sometimes, like in Aleinu, you take 3 steps back, and you bend, and you bend, and you bow, because you're acquiescing to the other individual, in order to create Shalom. And Shalom and Emes comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Emes, throws it down to the floor, and lets Shalom reign. Because the Ikar is to have the Bein Adam La'Adam. To understand, to have the kedusha of each and every other individual. Machlokas is really not only a commentary of the fact that you're having a machlokas and you're in a sense putting down the other individual. Machlokas is you're putting down one of the children of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Banim atam l'Hashem. So this idea, it's a beautiful piece. Oh, I'm going to have to say this outside because I wasn't able to record it. It's a piece from the Ma'or Einayim. Yeah. Ma'or Einayim, who was the Chernobyl Rebbe, Then when I had problems with my eyes a few years ago, someone bought me the Sefer, and he said the reason is because the Satmar Rebbe told someone when he was having trouble seeing, he says, learn the Sefer Ma'arei Naim, and I'll help you see. You'll see he has a beautiful pshat, and you'll see not only is it his pshat, but it's also you'll find this in Yehovah Yisrael, and finally the Rav Yosef Engel. He wants to understand by a Nazir, what's the chet of the Nazir? We all who are doing Daf Yomi, we finished Nazir. He says, V'chibra lov ha-koin me'asher chot al ha-nefesh. What are we talking about? What do you do? Say he didn't have wine. We know that the entire world was created with the word of God. Through Dibur, all of creation came to be. Katan v'gadol. The Atom Achaya is Kulam, and God is the one who gives life to it and continues to give life. Ella Shehem Dvarim Shenaflu B'Shviras B'Zeh Olam, the Shviras Akelim. Very Hasidic thought, but the Shviras Akelim and the Kelim were broken, then the Nitzotzes fell to the world. Hashefel Kenoda. Mechet Adam Harisham, Begam Bedor Sha'achraf, the Chet Adam, and afterwards. Shekama v'kama nitzotzei neshamos and nefulim, the nitzotzim, the sparks of the neshamos and others that fell, meluvashim b'tavarim mizeb holim. What did they fell and they were like clothed in different things in this world. Machol u'mishta. Uchi yotze behem emine ha'olam. She'ein l'chadavim mizeb olam, she'ein bo nitzus ha'kadosh. Everything in this world has a divine spark, which really came into existence from the word of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this you have a certain affinity, a certain sweetness that attracts you to these items. Tamu ru'u kitov Hashem. Ratzalama, what does that mean? Masha atem to'amim v'rom kito, whatever you see, whatever you taste, and you see that it's good, hu Hashem, shehu nitzus hakadosh shebedavar hahu hamalbush bo. There is a relationship that you have dafka to this item. Wait, see how he develops this. Kimo shenira la'ayin ki la'acha she'achal adam hamachal, v'nishar hachiz bekerbo, if he eats it, shabsolus nidcha l'chutz meblichiyas, stuff comes out, no life. Who dove and nifsa v'garua ki ikur ha-mazom sha'adam nizom imenu mosav l'koach, the Muslim which gives us power, who anitzas ha-kadosh shebamachahu. That spark gives us strength. V'lochein, and therefore, b'shoa sha'ochel adam ha-machom, nishyachet ha-nitzas ha-hu el-chiyusu shal-adam ha-hu ochlo. It's an amazing idea. This needs us, so this relationship that we have with everything, we have it with pizza, we have it with every food, a Michael and a Mishta. And what do you do with this? I'll just say it outside, that basically when we making a bracha, we're actually recognizing, it's not simply from the Gemara's understanding, it's a mate for us to eat, but no, we're raising up the nitzotzes. Our job in this world is to raise up all of the mundane, all of these items which seem to have no kedusha, but indeed they do have kedusha. And our job is to raise that. And how do we do that? We said it's a very big difference by having a scotch on a Tuesday evening or a beer on a Tuesday evening and having a kiddush. And all of a sudden, by a kiddush, it's something you're raising it, you're bringing the nitzos, you're trying to bring it closer to Kodesh Baruch. So what is this idea? The chait of the Nazir is that your job in this wine itself was to raise it, to bring the nitzotzes up to a higher level. It's not just a glass of wine that you're looking at. No, it has kedusha within it. And by making the bracha, by realizing your relationship to it, you can bring it into a higher level. With that, you can understand now the Ohev Yisrael, who expands upon the idea that simple pshat would be, I don't know, when we talk about Ephraim and Menashe, The simple pshat that Moshe gets upset with this. Why does Moshe get upset? Because what are you talking about? We've been going into this desert for 40 years. We're finally going to Eretz Israel. And you get to this point and say, oh, you know what? This land looks good enough to me. I'm going to stay here in the Abraham Yad. I'm going to stay the other side. And that's why Moshe got upset. And if you think about it, it's mind-blowing. I mean, really, with such a tremendous hate. If they were to even contemplate something like this. So comes the O of Yisrael, he says, you're misunderstanding. Page 6 on the left hand side. Umekne Rav Hayol Bnei God, Arun Tapchem, Deiros Vayotzi Min Pechem Tassu. So comes the O of Yisrael and he says as follows. Leiv Chacham Lemino, Demoshe Hiktim Hataf Latom. So we know the famous, they said Tzon and then the Taf, and then and Moshe says, no, it's Taf Latom. Because Moshe basically saying the most simple pshat of it says, they were worrying about the livelihood, but they forget about the children. No, children, chinuch comes first, and then you worry about everything else. But the Yogi says it was much more than that. Uchadei levincha lo mehim ekdimu hatzom lahataf from Moshe Rabbeinu lo b'shalom hofach hadavar v'od ma'asha omen lehem v'ayotu mipichem ta'asu u'lecho resfas yasu. What do you mean? And you should do it. Halo kfar hisnei mehem b'tanai kofol. We know. Yeah, the whole time. This is the whole basis of a Tanai. Why is it that then you should do it? So look at the next paragraph. Achidu with the Rekodsho Shabal Shem Tov. Hamuva Besvar Makadoshim, the Rechusho Shal Adam, Kimo Behemos of a Yavod of Chedoma, Hain Hain Chelkang, Nishmoso, Hamisnotitsim and Nafsho Verucho. They are part of you. There was like a connection. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created a certain connection between you and your rechush and your behemoth, your nevadim. There's a certain number of everything in this world which is attached to you. It's for you to raise up the nitzotzes. Hashem nitzotzen shelo boim u'mispashim u'dvarim v'chalokim acherim v'hinei him izdabnim na'odam. They call him. They're part of him. Lios mishamsha v'hona rechusha. Uchemochein, and that's why, look at the next paragraph, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain. They said, Istaklu v'hevinu, sh'nishpashlu v'nisparzu ha'nitzotzen ha'kadoshim shalahem. They realized when they were the Aver Hayadin, they saw this was the makom for them. V'heim b'mikne b'bechinas v'alei chayim v'zehu sh'amar mikne rav hoya l'b'nai God u'v'nai Ruvain. It wasn't that they simply didn't want to go ahead and help with Klal Yisrael. They said, this is our makam, this is our nitzotzes, this is where our relation that Kodesh Baruch Hu feels that we will be able to change and to bring up from these areas into a higher level of Kedusha. Next page. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't disagree with that. He's like, I understand what you were trying to accomplish. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Levashalom Hevin Hadavar Al Buriyo Va'amar Lahem Koch Ta'asu Benu Lachem Arum Atapchem. I understand what you want to do it, but this is not the way. I'm giving you a derech acher. It's not so important for us to focus on that. But this idea of the Nitzotzis, and you think it's purely a Hasidic thought. So let me show you a Rabbi Yosef Engel on page 9. Unbelievable Rabbi Yosef Engel. Ein mevadlin issa lechatchila. We know this concept. You're not allowed to be mevadlin issa lechatchila. Why not? Well, simple halachic terminology, because then there'll never be any issa. In other words, there's an issa. Say, hey, let's just mevadlin it. There's, you know, that's chachamim also didn't want you to do. But here he gives from pi kabbalah something else. Obiyosa yutzak zeh lefim hashikasa mekubalim. The inyan hetev v'iser macholos hu mimpas shemutarim wata nitzosos hakadoshim shebahem. These nitzosos that are found in the foods. Re'uva omil alos ayidei achilas ha'adam, that what happens through eating them. We bring them to a higher level. We give them purpose. Everything in this world, Aleya's grandfather, whenever he would eat on Shabbos, would always say, L'shem Shabbos Kodesh. Each Michael, each bite, he lifted it to a higher level of Kedusha. Shamutarim Hadisha Kadoshin Shmehem Ra'i Va'om La'alosa Yidei Achilas Adam. Ve'elu Ha'isurim, but that which is Asar Hanitzosus HaKadoshim, which are found in every item, even if it's Asar. Shebem Asar Va'agadbam Ein Zman Tikuno Adayim. It's not yet the time. It's not yet the time to raise these nitzotzos. Ubehagia zman tikuna o Hashem yisparach misavev sheyisarev beheiterim biyuvutu biyusha. When it's time to Kaddish Baruch Hu, we'll arrange for it. But what will be if a Jew does mevadin isa lechatchila? Hayidezeh lachilas adam biyutukam beimkein ilu haya mutu levata haya hakol mevatlim ho isurim stam. Imkain harei ha'yosim be'emes neged inyan ha'iser. Had they done this, aren't they going against the ratzon Hashem, the inyan ha'iser? Sharei adayin ein zman tikuno. Ve'ef shaloma. This is unbelievable pshat. Dimkain gam be'afur ubitul yehi yosu. So you would assume ein mevali nitzel lechatila, which is not simply, well, it is a nitzel derabanan, except for one area. Does anyone know? One area that there is an issa da araisam of ein mevalin issa lechatil is by truma. The ze'eno da hashta da osa rachmana levatal issa lechatil of Yisrael kadoshim heim utvaim kadosh va'aveira divrei Torah hu negateva hakadosh hakadusha shal Yisrael al kain in his damishava shal bitul shuv gamze choshev rak is damnas. And yet, it will work. Why? Hakein, because of the kedusha of the Jew. Because of the kedushas haguf, notwithstanding this was not the zman to do it, you're still allowed to eat it, even though you're over the isser of ein mevatlin isser, because the nitzotzos rose because of the act of a Jew. This entire parsha, we'll skip, we'll just do the last piece instead of the Nesiv Shalom. This entire parsha, I think, is brought. I think this part was definitely brought. We're talking about the Nazir is to teach the individual. To teach the individual during this the 3 weeks to understand our own individual personal Kedusha, the Kedusha Saguf. And when you believe in the Kedusha Saguf, when you believe in our Kedusha Saguf, when you believe in the other individual Kedusha Saguf, that's how you could bring avas chinam. Sinas chinam means that the whole idea of sinas chinam is you don't think the other individual is worth anything. If you thought he was worth something, how could you possibly have such a sinna for him? So I'll end off with this last piece on the last page. Just a beautiful idea in the Orgid Yahu of how to look at this man. And it really, when I started off by saying, yes, a part of the problem is that we don't realize our own Kedushas HaGuf, and when you live in Gullis, you kind of anticipate and feel that, in fact, that we're forgotten. We're forgotten. There is no Kedusha for us anymore. We feel like, that as if God, Kaddish Baruch Hu, forgot us, and then there's no future for us. We think about that individual who was after Yom Kippur, that I didn't receive Kapara, therefore you have to say, Behu Rachem. So comes the Yargad Ayoh and he says, Shabbosos Eilu Chalos Tamid Bein HaMitzarim. These Shabbos always come during the Bein HaMitzarim. V'yiduim Asha'ama Harav Reber. Al-Hapasek Kol Rodfei Siguha Bein HaMitzarim. What does that mean? Kol Rodev Ka. Anyone who runs after God. Hainu Sherodev Acha Hasogas Hiskalus Hashem. I'm looking to have the kedusha of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He wants to see his nigla, to show him what he's showing us. Yochol hasigo ben amitzarim. Why? The amra zeh mashal melech kishahu beveis machusa. When a melech sits in his house in his castle, kashul avoelav. It's hard to come to see him. I once heard a story. Someone wanted to see the Rebbe. I'm not comparing. I'm just saying he wanted to see the Rebbe. And he says, listen, what you do is, the Rebbe comes out at 10 o'clock every day, get on line, stand at the end of the line, when he passes by, just kind of step out and you talk to him. He says, Masha en ken kisha melech no seya b'derech hos yecholen ko b'nei adam afilo adam pashamad. But when God comes out, we could talk to him. The Dabar el HaMelech. V'hainu kizman zeh shebein ha-metzarim shogolso ha-shechina mimakoma. Kadosh Baruch Hu, kav yachol ha-shechina was golos. It went into golos with us. Harei hu kemisha ha-melech malchi ha-melachim ha-kadosh Baruch Hu v'derech v'lachein es ratzon hi. V'kol echad yachol hiskarei v'lovo ha-melech. It's a powerful, powerful thought. When you think that here we are, we're so far away from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't be Makriv Karbanos, we can't receive Kapara, how do we receive Tahara, etc., etc., etc. And here this idea is, no, Bein HaMitzvah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes amongst us, and giving us Chizuk, and saying to us, he still believes and he still accepts the Kedushas HaGuf of every single Jew. And if we could accept this and could really believe it in ourselves and also believe this in every other individual, all the other in Klal Yisrael, will be able to eradicate Sinas Chinam, to have Arbat Chinam. And then Amyas Hashem will be Zocha to have the Bias HaMashiach and the Binyan, the Baya Shlishi, B'mehra B'yameinu.
Okay. Shkoyach.